Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is for your Thursday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
How are you feeling?
I'm over the moon.
You're over it?
Believe me, I don't care enough about the supermoon for that to be intentional.
I didn't think I did. But last night, I went and looked at the supermoon.
Oh, no.
And I will tell you later in the show.
What did you do with the crystals?
What
happened? Oh, no. I was so excited because we've just seen that there's evidence of a very famous derriere.
I know.
Touching your cushion.
My cushion that I've been sitting on the same cushion on the project for 11 years. And we've swapped cushions over because it was looking a bit manky. Mm. And then we realised in the throwing out process that cushion has had so many famous butts on it.
Yeah.
The butt we just discovered has sat on it, I think, is probably the most famous woman in the world.
Most famous butt in the world, for
famous
sure.
Famous butt in the world.
For sure.
I like what you did there.
But up next.
Yes.
But up next. Come on, Tommy, focus. Up next, we're going to give you a hint if you've ever thought, oh, can I get away with sleeping at work? Yeah, you can, because this person did for 40 minutes and survived, and it's incredible too. But next.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy.
Happy Thursday afternoon. It is Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because you know how you won't fly with me in a plane?
Never.
No.
Never ever will I fly with Tommy.
That's good. Keep going.
Never ever will I. Feeling so low.
Should have stopped. Sorry.
So bad. I couldn't remember the original words.
No. What were they called? All Saints?
All Saints.
All Saints. Is there?
They had that song from the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio that I loved, The Beach. Oh.
Welcome to Geriatric Radio. Want to feel like you're chatting to your mum but can't get her on the phone? Well, just listen to us. You know the guy from the movie?
Which one's this?
Oh, this is a remix.
Yeah.
Is this better?
This is banging more than I remember it. Okay, play the whole thing, Jessica.
Nah. Okay. Tell me your story. I'm never going to fly with you. I'm too scared.
And I feel like sometimes you are a bit worried that something's going to go wrong when I fly.
No.
Well, I'm here to let you know, this is how safe flying is, because a pilot up in Queensland fell asleep for 40 minutes and survived.
A little Cessna.
Look at that.
Took over.
No co-pilot, just
what?
There in his
Hold
little
on,
plane.
Hold on, that's a tiny, tiny plane.
Yes. So he was, he's an experienced pilot, has 20,000 hours under his belt.
So 19,880 more than you?
Yeah, no, your maths is off by 100.
But almost one of those hours of sleep too. So.
Yeah, he was flying and he was meant to touch base with air traffic control when he crossed over into, I think, the Sunshine Coast, and they didn't hear from him, and so they tried to contact him for the next 40 minutes. Nothing. They sent the flying doctor in and they got a visual
of
him.
What did they do? They fly next to him?
Yep. And they could see that he was just slumped there.
Oh, my God.
He came to.
Hold on, just before you say he came to, when you're flying normally, are you constantly doing movements or you put it in like fly mode and then you just sit there?
So I don't know what this exact plane is like, but if I did this on my plane, you have to tweak all the stuff so it then flies straight.
Is that the official term, the stuff?
I was like, it's a worry that I can't think of the name.
You got to tweak the stuff so it flies.
Well, it's called the trim, but I don't know what it's called. So you say get it trimmed, which means it will fly straight if you take your hands off.
Right.
But like
40 minutes.
Yeah, I never trim it well enough. Like there'd be one slight thing and I'd end up down on the ground.
Okay, so after 40 minutes, what happened?
Then he came to and they said that when he then made contact with air traffic control, he sounded groggy and he didn't know what happened. And they reckon that it was fatigue but combined with mild hypoxia, which is
where
you
go up too high.
You don't have enough oxygen. Yes.
How many thousand feet was he up?
He was cruising at 10,000 feet, and then due to cloud and visibility, he climbed to 11,000 feet. And 10,000 feet is where you're meant to start using oxygen.
Wow.
And so,
And then he landed the plane fine.
Yeah, he landed. They said he was a bit confused when he first started his descent.
So you can fly asleep or confused and still survive.
Yes. So now will you fly with me?
I mean, I'm more on board. If you could work out what the stuff's called, that I might be more interested.
What do you want to do? Oh, we just have to make you hypoxic.
Sorry, I think the equipment.
Who would you prefer to fly with, Tommy or the asleep guy?
Yeah, that's a great question.
That's a great question. If I had to pick between you or the sleep guy. Yeah,
and he's definitely going to fall asleep. Well, that's his thing.
Of course I'd pick him.
If I slept, would it make you more confident?
Actually, weirdly, yes.
Do you think it's the things that I do when I'm awake that will cause the crack?
100%.
Yeah. It's like a kid and you're like, oh, at least they're not damaging anything. No.
In fact, I would almost trust me to fly the plane more than you.
Asleep?
No, just me with no training, I think I could fly it better. Should we try it? Come on, get you, me, and the sleep guy together.
What a crew.
We'll start and see who makes it to the destination.
Do you want to do calls on what have you slept through?
Great.
13, 10, 60. This guy took a nap.
But epic things, not just like my kid's school performance or something. We've done calls on that before because I have done that. But like epic stuff that you would think if you'd slept through it would be the end of you.
Sorry, I should say, yeah, what have you slept through? Please make the calls good. 13, 10, 60.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
New stuff from Katy Perry. That's called Electric. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon.
There was a pilot up in Queensland who fell asleep while flying a Cessna for 40 minutes and is absolutely fine.
Passed out due to lack of oxygen.
Yes.
And he just coasted along, woke up a bit groggy and landed the thing.
They sent the Royal Flying Doctor out to try and intercept him. They were waving their arms around and they were doing radio calls. Mm. Nothing. So we're asking on 13 10 60, what did you sleep through?
Jeanette, are you there?
Hi. Yes.
No pressure, but we have also asked for good calls.
Yeah. We've never specified that on the show before, Jeanette. What did you sleep through?
A root canal at the dentist.
Oh, isn't that?
Yeah, that's the noise, the drilling.
I had a baby a week and a half before, and I was absolutely exhausted.
What a great sign of how tired you get becoming a mum.
Even the dentist said he'd never had it in his entire career.
There can be a man in your mouth with a drill.
Yeah, was
and
it a good?
You're still having a snooze.
A
you're
good
still
little
painful.
Nap, Jeanette.
It was great.
Yeah, I bet. No baby
they
around.
Me at the end.
Oh.
Did you say, oh, I know I don't need it, but can you do another one?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Jeanette, great call. It's what we asked for. Thank you very much. Who we got?
Josh, are you there?
I'm here.
What did you sleep through?
State of Origin.
As in you were at the game?
Yeah, we were live at the game and we drove up from Newcastle and the whole way down we drank a cup of those two extra platinums.
And did you wake up? Was the game still going when you woke up?
Yeah, it was about 5 minutes to go.
Oh.
And
did all of you nap or just you?
No, just me.
Did the Blues end up winning?
Oh, I can't remember.
Sorry, I asked a bloke who was asleep. I'm so sorry.
Did your mates try and wake you up, or they were like, nah, let Josh sleep?
They poured beer on me and stuff. Funny.
Yeah, mates don't wake other mates up.
Don't they?
No, they take their pants off and draw penises on their
stuff
face.
Stuff on their face, yeah.
Good on you, Josh.
You guys are so fun.
Aren't we?
Yeah. Katrina.
Hi.
Katrina, how are you going? What did you sleep through?
Very well, how are you guys? I'm a tattoo artist, and I got a home job like done at his home on my ribs and the side. I fell asleep while he was doing the tattoo and only woke up when he started to go under my left breast because I didn't want that to be inked. But yeah, I fell asleep for 3 hours while he tattooed my ribs, hey.
You're sick, eh? Katrina, your ribs are pretty painful. I've got my ribs done. Your ribs are one of your most painful bits. Oh, cool. Your ribs are one of your most painful bits to get done.
I've heard that, but I don't know how I did it.
I keep asking these people for details about things they were asleep with. Yeah, sorry, Katrina. Good
what
on
about
you.
Our final
good
caller?
On you. Hey. My name's Tommy. Final caller, what is your name?
My name is also Tommy.
What a legend.
Tommy,
what'd you fall asleep through, Tommy?
When I was about 10, 11 years old, we were in my dad's VL Turbo going up to Wallen.
Turbo!
He apparently tried to cut off a truck. Truck wouldn't let him in. Car went off the road, rolled a few times, hit a couple of trees, couple of signs. I woke up. He was in the car. The siblings were. Looked at my brother and go, what happened? He goes, car just rolled and crushed off the road. He goes, what were you doing? I was like, I literally just woke up, slept through the entire thing.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Was the turbo harmed or was it okay?
Bro, it was fully sick.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Thursday afternoon.
Play this. That.
Bums. Celebrity bums. Carrie Seat Pillow has met famous tushies. Like maybe Wesley Snipes or the boy band 5. It smells like celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
Play this or that.
Play this, that.
play this.
Take that. Play them. Now, this is the cushion your derriere has sat on for 10 years, and you reckon it is a piece of showbiz.
Yeah,
history.
And now I want to push the cushion.
You want to push the cush?
I believe, so this cushion, 11 years cush I've been sitting on the project desk, and they went to change over the cushion the other day because it's so manky because it's had me sitting on it for 11 years.
You sniffed it.
And in the process, the guy that swapped it to a fresh one said to me, you know, this cushion has been through the Circle days, through Bert Newton days, through David and Kim. It has been around.
Nobody knows who David and Kim are.
You don't. I do, and other people do.
You don't?
Yes, I do know who David and Kim are. I went on their show.
131060,
anyway,
if you know David and Kim.
Oh, my God. They know. People know David and Kim.
Okay.
Anyway, I believe this cushion is actually worth, it's a piece of history.
Yeah.
The cushion that I sat on the first day the project ever went to air. It's had gold logie bottoms on it.
That's your bum, mate. You're just talking about yourself in a different way.
It feels better than just saying, I've won a gold logie and I've sat on.
Yeah. It's had a bum that's raised heaps of money for charity.
That's me too, yeah.
Yeah.
131060, if you want to place a bid on this cushion. We're opening bids now. We're taking them online and through the phone. So give us a call, 131060. We'll start taking bids next.
Should we mention the bum that we've discovered?
That's been on it.
Yeah.
The most famous bum in the entire world has been on it. Yes. Yeah. We'll tell you who next.
Okay. Also, calls for David and Kim. Still no calls.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bums. Celebrity bums. Carrie Seat Pillow has met famous tushies. Like maybe Wesley Snipes or the boy band 5. It smells like celebrities.
The cushion.
Why did you guys just leave 5 seconds of silence before you played this song?
That's pretty stock standard for this show.
That was a
The cushion.
Do you want to say what actually happened or do you think people don't care?
Jesse said 2 seconds before, so should we have the little jingle again this time? And I said yes. And then he came back from the break and then he waited. What were you waiting for?
It's because Eli shimmied in front of the camera.
With his bottom.
With his bum.
And then Jess couldn't see me.
But so poor Jess was just looking into the eye of the storm.
And we should point out that Eli's bum is not one of the bums that is sat on the project cushion.
Would you have a sit on it to add value?
Oh, yeah, he would. Great. Yeah, it's a nice bum too. Yeah. Peachy. Oh, wow.
Submit that to HR. We've got two audio folders here. One is for the Australian Commercial Radio Awards. The other one is for Bickmore and her peachy comments. No wonder he put his back to the camera and not facing the other way to you.
Take
bids. Got a nimble.
Should we take bids or tell the people who we've discovered has sat on that cushion?
Ooh, let's leave it up to the people to decide. Big J, g'day.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, so good. Big J, what is your opening bid for the butt cushion?
Right, I got $10, two chickens and a packet of Weet-Bix.
That's pretty good. A big pack of Weet-Bix or a small pack?
Everything with me, mate, it comes big packet, of course.
Okay, good.
I am pretty full up with Weet-Bix in my pantry at the moment. Chickens could sway me, but yeah. I don't mean to be rude, Big J.
It's going
to
be rude.
But like I have sat on it for 11 years. I'm worth more than two chickens and some Weet-Bix, mate.
All right, I'll chuck in a signed glove by your old mate, Big J. That'll tickle your fancy.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Tickle your fancy. I think we need to put that in the HR folder as well. There's your tickling glove.
Okay, I'll think about whether I want my fancy tickled Big J and we'll get back to you.
Let's go to Lee there. G'day, Lee.
G'day, Tommy. Carrie, how you going?
Oh, good, good. What is your bid for the butt cushion?
Stock standard $20, mate.
Stock. There's nothing stock standard about this cushion. Thank you very much,
well,
Lee.
We've got to start low, and then we've got some room to go up, don't we?
That's good. We don't have time for a start low. Why not? Put in your final bid, Lee. Your big, what you're willing to pay for a cushion that has been, I've been sitting on for 11 years. The Circle Girls have been sitting on it. David and Kim have been sitting on it.
David and Kim. Lee, do you know who all David
right,
and Kim
right.
are?
We'll go. No, I wouldn't have a clue.
No, neither. She just made up other names because she wanted to add to the list.
Because what's one of those names I just said? Ask Lee how he feels about the Kim that may have sat on that cushion.
Now, Lee, this might up your bid because we just saw footage of none other than Kim Kardashian sitting on potentially the cushion.
Potentially. Yeah. All right.
Well, she was on the show, area, but we're not sure whether...
On it, I'm willing to go to $200.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, that's insulting.
Lee thinks Kim Kardashian's butt's worth 10 times
more than mine.
10 times more than yours, Bert's, and David and Kim's.
I don't want to be insulted.
For more money, you would.
I mean, it depends how high it's going. Is that your final offer, Lee? $200?
$200.
Good on you.
I should point out this is going to go to charity too. I'm not going to pocket this cash.
When did you decide that? When the bids weren't as high as you wanted?
Stealing stuff from work and then selling it.
No, it was always going to go to charity. I just haven't worked out what charity it's going to go to. I'm not going to raise money for the cushion and then keep the
money. What about
the money.
Some buttock-themed one? What about like colon cancer or something like that?
It's a great idea.
In the area.
Bowel cancer, maybe?
So that's what I was looking for. Damn it.
Okay.
Never smart enough.
The money raised will go to a bowel cancer charity.
Yes.
How about that?
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, real pressure on you now, Mick, because we've just said that before we're crossing to you. Mick, what is your bid for the butt cushion? He's gone. Had enough. Fair enough. Okay.
Should go to Troy.
Sorry, Mick. Got ya. Mick, what was your bid?
Well, I was going to put $104.10, but I've already been outbid. So let's go $250, and he's going to sit in our office. He's going to have a chair to itself in the boardroom.
Good on you, Mick. Now, Carrie sniffed it, which I thought was interesting. Mick, do you think there's some of that action that's going to happen in the boardroom?
Oh, that's what? Gross.
You sniffed
Maybe,
it, mate.
You never know.
It's my... Okay. Don't make this. You know,
what
I can
mean?
Sniff my own cushion, but I don't want other people sniffing it.
You were sniffing David and Kim's jacksie.
How about we finish with... Should we go to Christine?
Okay, sure.
Christine. For today,
we've
got bids coming in online, so,
do we?
Yes, we do, don't we, Eli?
Eli, what was the bid online?
$20.
That was before, though. That's before the people knew that Kim Kardashian's butt might have been on this cushion.
Christine, can you top $20, which we've gone backwards quite a long way from the previous guest. Hey, Christine, what's your bid?
Yeah. Well, I was going to bid $500 because, come on, this is a charity. All the callers have been pretty funny, but this is pretty serious.
Yes.
So I was going to bid $500. Mm. But it's a super-duper charity, so let's go $1,000. Let's really do something here.
And, Christine, are you going to sniff it?
Stop it.
Why?
Because it's not appropriate.
You sniffed
it. As Christine says, this is serious now.
You tried to make me sniff it.
This is for charity.
You tried to make me sniff it.
This is for charity. $1,000 for the cushion that I've sat on for 11 years.
David Kim. Christine, do you know David and Kim?
No.
No one does.
Christine. We were not expecting a bid as high as $1,000.
Weren't you?
I certainly wasn't for that cushion.
Mate, you meant it's for charity. Why?
We've been told we've got bids coming in higher.
No. I just don't think you should settle for less than $5,000.
$5,000?
I'm not saying Christine has to pay that.
Are you a big David and Kim fan?
I mean, if David sat on it.
It's David Rain, mate.
I don't know who that is.
He's a singer.
Nobody knows who that
is. Do we have any David Rain?
Obviously
in the
not.
System?
I love when singers do TV. It's great.
We should hold out, I reckon. I reckon we can get more.
Yeah. Okay, Christine.
Oh, don't break it to Christine like that.
Our producer, Sonda, wants to hold out for $5,000.
Yep, well, save that sniff.
Well, if I've helped you get to $5,000, that's great, but $1,000's my bid.
Okay.
Good on you, Christine.
We'll take your final bit at 1,000, Christine. We'll keep it there, park it there in case no one else comes up with $5,000.
Yeah, absolutely keep Christine's details because I might be going too
but
high.
But that is incredibly generous, Christine. Thank you very much.
Carrie and Tommy.
Woo! It's Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is the most controversial is the most controversial.
We didn't allow them to finish.
Yeah, I know.
They've got to finish with, if you want to be my lover.
It's the most controversial segment we have. Hello, la, 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 long, till they tell us we're wrong. If you are listening now, you are in on the joke. Very soon, we're going to start talking about a topic and we're going to say heaps of factually inaccurate information. People are going to ring in and
they're going to lose their mind
because they'll tune in soon and they'll have just flipped over and they're like, hang on, that's all completely wrong.
Yeah.
They'll call us up and they'll complain. That's where we need you people. Yeah. You need to call in on 131060 and defend our completely wrong views.
Yep.
The game starts now. Bickers.
I know.
The Friends.
What are you gonna say?
The Friends reunion.
So excited. It's on tonight on Binge, I think it is.
Who's your favourite?
Oh, I always – look, I loved Jennifer Garner's – what was her character? Rachel Green.
Yes.
Oh, my God, she was – I loved her. I even had the Rachel Green, Jennifer Garner haircut.
The Jennifer Garner.
Remember she – every at the time, it was the one in the 90s that everyone wanted.
Yeah.
She was so –
My favourite – I love Joey because, you know, you know when he goes how you been? Was that it? Oi, how you been? How
you been? It wasn't quite like that, but it was pretty good.
It was my accent. How
it was
you
the
been?
Accent. Oi, was a bit wrong.
How you been?
No, it was iconic. And every time you heard the song, every time you heard the do-do-do-do-do-do-do, I'd get excited because I'd know it was Friends time.
It's Friends time, everybody.
I used to watch it with my dad.
131060, we are talking your favourite Friends moments, your favourite, you said you had the Jennifer Garner haircut. I loved Smelly Dog. You know the song?
Oh, my God.
Smelly Dog, Phoebe's song.
How did it go again?
Smelly Dog.
You had to sing it on stage, didn't you?
Yeah. I was on the set, like at Universal Studios, and people started yelling at me. They're like, sing Smelly Dog. Sing Smelly Dog.
And they'd all sit around the Central Playground or whatever. Was that Central Playground?
Central Playground.
Central Playground, the cafe.
I think. Yes. I'm not sure.
Anyway, it was great. I wanted to be one of them.
We do have Michelle here. G'day, Michelle. Yeah, great. We're talking about favourite Friends moment. Of course, the big reunion is on tonight. What was your favourite Friends moment?
I'm not talking about at the moment. I just want to pull up Carrie. It's not Jennifer Garner. It's Jennifer Aniston.
With the one
that had the cut that everyone wanted, the Rachel.
Yes, it's Jennifer Aniston.
No, wasn't it the one that was married to Ben Affleck?
Jennifer Garner,
isn't it?
Oh, we'll ask our next caller. Hey, Josh, was it Jennifer Garner?
Yes, it was Jennifer Garner.
Yeah. Did you know anyone that had the Jennifer Garner haircut?
My wife.
Yeah. See, there's one. Let's go. We'll go back to Michelle. Michelle, are you sure you're not mistaken?
I feel a bit stupid. I was 110% sure it was Jennifer Aniston who played Rachel in Friends.
But maybe ask Rihanna.
Okay, sure.
Rihanna, it's Jennifer Garner who played Rachel in Friends, yeah?
No, it's Jennifer Aniston who was married to Brad Pitt.
Nah.
Brad Pitt has never been in Friends.
Nah.
I don't think that makes any sense. Rihanna, do you have a favourite memory?
I'm the biggest Friends fanatic. How is that possible?
Rihanna, what do you think then? If you're the biggest Friends fan, what do you think when you hear the theme music like we hear? When you hear this, what does this make you think? How does that make you feel?
Did you used to sing it when you were a kid? I like Seinfeld as well. No, there's the Friends theme song.
Yeah, I think
I did like Seinfeld as well, but that's not that.
You're thinking of the closing because we've got the song that used to play over the credits.
That's right.
Have you got that one there, Jesse?
It's the Rembrandt.
Is this the Rembrandts, you said?
Be friends?
No, Friends. It's from the Rembrandts. They sing Friends, and it's Jennifer Aniston, who was married to Brad
Larry
Pitt.
David? Oh, it wasn't Larry David?
Anna was married to Ben Affleck.
What was your favourite character?
Ross and Phoebe.
Mine was Elaine. I always wanted Elaine to hook up with Ross.
Okay, this is confusing.
Carrie and Tommy. Yes, and later on this afternoon, guys, we've got thousands to give away.
Do we?
Thousands? Yeah. I didn't see that.
Oh, we do. I can't believe I missed it. Jesse, that's a good tease, bro.
13, 10, 60 if you want to win thousands.
Yes.
Hey, we need to get to the bottom of something.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please stop making grand announcements that are actually great for press coverage and also huge things happening in your life on other shows? Because you made a big announcement this morning. You've not told me about it. You've not told our production team about it, but you go on air to another radio show and tell them.
I didn't mean to.
I know, but I feel like you could have not answered their question and instead you just told all the world your exciting news.
I'm sorry.
That's nice. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Okay. We're going to fill you all in listening on what that big news is later in the show. But up next, what happened when I watched the big full moon last night?
It's going to be lame and beautiful. Stay tuned.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I'm the first to admit when I am wrong.
And, are you?
Yep.
Usually we're all telling you you're wrong and you're like, no.
Well, that's because I usually haven't come to terms with the fact that I have been wrong yet.
Mm.
But I now know that I'm wrong.
That doesn't make you the first to admit it, though.
I'm the first to admit once I realise I'm wrong. But all those times you tell me I'm wrong, I believe I'm still right, you know?
Yeah.
Like right now is a great example of that.
I'm so sorry.
We were talking about the big supermoon that came out last night. Yesterday we were talking about on the show and we were kind of laughing because last time we had one of these big blood moons, producer Belle told us you meant to put out your manifestations on a piece of paper under a bottle of water, let the moon see the bottle of water and then you drink it in the morning.
Yes.
And we all went, ha ha, who would do that?
This one you did something with fire?
Yesterday you were meant to write all the things that you want to get rid of, all the negative stuff in your life and you burn it under the moon. And again, we were like, who's doing that? And we were talking about how astrologers say that weird stuff happens when there's this big supermoon, that there's a lot of emotion in the air,
breakups
happen. Anyway, I wasn't going to bother with a supermoon because I had TV shows to watch, dishes to do, and I was like, we've all seen a moon, yeah?
I mean, I went out and had a look. Did you not? I was bitterly disappointed, but I went out and had a look.
Here's the thing. I can't believe you
would say
that.
It just looked like any other moon.
That's blasphemous.
What? Oh, sorry, mate. I thought we were piling on the moon.
Well, we were piling on the moon until I saw last night's moon.
Oh, are we into it now?
So we were sitting on the couch and then I looked over at Ollie and I thought, this moon doesn't happen very often and I really need to be a good mum and I should take him out and show him the moon.
I thought you were going to do one of those classic mum jokes where you run around and stick your ass cheeks against the window and say, oh, look at the moon. No.
Imagine if that was my version of showing him the super moon. I would actually be a more fun mum, wouldn't I?
It's so fun.
So we went outside together and up in this amazing clear sky was a slither left of the moon. It was where the eclipse was happening. And I looked up at it and the night was still. There was just no noise. Mm. And it was Ollie and I standing in the camera. And then I started tearing up. And I got really emotional.
Because the moon was nearly gone.
Because I think I was just expecting to feel nothing. And then I just marveled at how extraordinary the sky is and how that this stuff happens in the world. And this doesn't happen very often. This is a once in a, should have fact checked it, not
Blue
sure
moon?
How often. It doesn't happen very often. The next one is in 2033, Tommy. Thank you, producer Sonda.
What are you and Ollie going to do until then?
Not cry as much.
No, certainly not.
I got so emotional and then I came back inside and then I started looking at what was going to then happen to the moon because then it goes through all these phases where it changes colour and then it becomes big and orange. So I said to Ollie, we've got to go back there. So we went out every 5 minutes to watch it change colour. Poor kid just wanted to watch TV.
Just let me play my games, Mum.
And then we finally went out there for the moment, and I was already feeling emotional. And
what was
then
the moment?
Where it turns bright orange.
Oh, did that happen at a time?
About 9:25, 9:30.
I had a glance, and there was no orange or anything.
No, well, we missed it because the cloud came over and we couldn't see it.
Yeah,
so
right.
So we never got that moment.
Did you cry again?
No, I didn't. But it left me feeling rather emotional. And now I wished I'd burnt something. I'd wished I'd put my water out months ago. Is it too late?
Do you think it's time we address the underlying issues?
What are they?
Why you look to the sky and start crying?
No, I think it's because I knew we were on the cusp of another lockdown. And I think I was feeling like the world is uncertain.
Oh, no, mate.
Oh, God. And then I looked up there and I thought, we're all so divided. Right? Oh, my God, are you crying?
I didn't know this was going to get serious.
No, I was just thinking we're all experiencing corona in a very different way around the world. But then, and even around our country, right? And then I looked up at this moon and could see on socials that everyone was looking at the same moon. And then I thought, somehow in the time of most uncertainty, we're all experiencing the same thing, looking united at this moon, and it made me emotional.
That's almost true, but one lucky family was looking.
You're
someone,
crying!
Someone with
you
their,
are crying!
Someone
don't
with
you,
their arms against the window going, look at this supermoon!
Don't ever mock me again, because I cried at an event that's not going to happen until 2033 yeah. again. And all I did was tell you how...
It's because you started crying.
Yeah, but what? So me crying makes you
cry?
Yeah,
it's the same way when I spewed, you spewed.
Is it perhaps because you've also realised we're in
so
an uncertain time?
No, it's
and that
you
it's
were
quite
crying.
A unifying thing.
Don't make me sit in my pain again. Why do you always do this?
I bet I'm not the only one that got moved.
What do you want me to do?
13-10-60. Did you cry as well?
Oh, God. Why can't we just do a normal radio show?
Maybe it wasn't about the moon, you know. Actually, I don't know if I want the other calls, what you cried about.
Oh, please.
That's going to be really sad.
Oh,
I'm already feeling sad.
What did the moon do to you? Give us a call, 13-10-60.
I'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon. And on 13-10-60, we're having a little cry.
Well, after dissing the moon for a few weeks now, these amazing moons we've been having, I just wasn't that into. And then last night I decided to take my son out and look at this incredible moon that won't happen again until 2033. And then I found it quite emotional.
Yeah.
The night was quiet. The tears started welling. I think it was because I felt like we were about to go into lockdown. Anyway, whatever made me tear up.
Yeah.
You've mocked me, and then I started talking about it, and you started crying.
Yeah, because you started crying, so I started crying.
I didn't start crying, I just teared up.
Yeah.
I'm not, don't paint me as some like dramatic, crazy woman.
That sounds
I'm
a little dramatic.
That. Yeah, okay, I'm doing that for myself. Ali, did you tear up last night?
I certainly did. Yes.
What made you tear up exactly?
A lot of things, but mostly, oh God, I'm doing it again. It's been a really tough, they laugh at me.
No, he's not. He's laughing because now he's crying, Ali.
Sorry,
he's crying
Ali.
Again.
Just made me cry.
I have the most amazing 12-year-old son, and it's just him and I. It's been him and I for 12 years, basically, and it's been a really trying year, and I wasn't going to cry. Anyway, I did a little ritual, and I wrote down all the intentions of things I want to release and then things I want to embrace. And
oh,
and
did you do the thing under the moon where you burn it?
I did, and oh. I've never done that before, so it was really moving. It was a beautiful experience. So
see, Ali, yeah. I'll be honest. I was mocking the idea of doing that yesterday, and now having stood out there and watched the moon, I wished I'd kind of burnt something.
Yeah, I heard you say that, but I heard the producer talking about doing that yesterday on the radio, and I thought, no, stop, I'm going to do it. So,
and do you feel, did you feel a release, Ali?
I really did. I know it sounds stupid. A lot of people are going to be laughing at it, but I really did, and I still feel just as buzzed today. So,
well, I hope this year is a much better one for you and for your son, Ali.
Thank you.
Is this just going to be me crying for the whole thing?
Well, I don't know. See what Bailey's got to say. Bailey, what happened? When did you cry? Did you cry last night at the moon?
Yeah, last night we knew we were going into lockdown today. We were pretty sure. So me and my best mate, we loaded up the two dirt bikes and went out riding last night. And I went up to the top of this mountain and we're looking at the moon from the mountain. And two blokes just standing there crying. It was
good on you, babe.
Oh,
there's
see?
There's nothing like the sound of two-stroke to really kick in a cry. Good on you, Bailey. Thank you, brother. G'day, Peter.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, hey, Peter. Are you ringing to chat about the moon?
I am. My wife was very emotional, but she didn't cry.
She didn't. Did she make you go out there and look at it?
No, we all went out together, me and my wife and my two kids, and my wife was standing out there, and we'd had like maybe two drinks, not even, and my wife is there standing there holding a line, and she's looking at it and going, oh, it's going a bit slow, everything, and then something funny happened and she laughed a bit, but then she couldn't stop laughing and she actually came inside and had to go to bed because she was laughing.
Well, they say that the moon makes you into a bit of a lunatic, which we've discovered that
it's from the moon.
Is lunar. Lunatic comes from the moon. That does happen a bit.
Did we get that fact checked?
I think it's fact checked, isn't it, Jesse?
Yeah, I think lunar is from Latin.
Lunar is from Latin.
It refers to.
We just terrible on our show.
Case closed on that one.
Sasha, do you know if lunar is where lunatic comes from?
It is where it comes from. I don't know too much about it, but I believe that there's some kind of Greek connection, linguistic connection to it all. But listen, I heard you guys talking and poking fun at each other, and I thought I just had to call in because I think it's a really good thing when we, you know, we cry about these things. And I just wanted to congratulate everyone who just allowed themselves just to feel connected and feel connected to each other and nature. And, you know, there's so much stuff in the world that isn't so meaningful and we're attached to. So, you know, it's good just to connect back to something really simple like the moon. So I just wanted to congratulate.
Well done. Good chat, Sasha. Even made Tommy cry.
No, that was the first one that actually made my tears completely dry up.
I didn't stop.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You made a huge announcement today.
I didn't mean to.
And coming up next, we need to discuss why you chose to make that huge announcement on another radio show and not our own.
I didn't mean to. I
know,
you.
But I still feel a little blindsided.
Okay, we'll talk about it next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm so confused.
Why?
Because I said to you yesterday that I thought you were on MasterChef and you laughed and said no. And then you went on a breakfast radio show this morning and admitted that you're on MasterChef.
I didn't quite admit that I was going on the show.
You did. I just read it online.
Where did you read it?
Or is that clickbait? No, I read that you hung up and got annoyed and that Feb's going or something on it as well.
So I went on Fifi, Fev and Nick this morning. Mm. Great breakfast radio show. Fantastic show down in Melbourne. And I think they tried to trick me into saying that I was on Celebrity MasterChef. And so I just let them trick me.
Are you going on Celebrity MasterChef? Is this what you're telling us?
Well, I am. I announced it today. So we announced that this morning at 7 o'clock. And I'll be on it. And the only reason I did it is because I saw your name on there. So we'll be going head to head, brother.
I've been told I'm not allowed to talk about it yet. Did you really announce it this morning?
Yeah, at 7.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I've literally just woken up. You know I love your show and I listen all the time, but I've just woken up. Are we actually allowed to talk about it yet? Because I was told I'm not allowed to talk about
it. No, we said it at 7.
Please jump in here, please, please, please. Tommy, what? He's joking. He's not on it. He didn't make an announcement. Feb is not on Celebrity MasterChef.
Oh, my God.
He's just trapped you.
Are we live?
Yes, we're live! And he trapped you and you fell for it. And Tommy, I couldn't jump in fast enough.
Guys, there's static on the lift. I'm driving through an elevator. Oh, no.
We're hot and we're cold. Yes, and you're no.
So are you on it or not?
No.
You're not.
No,
you're
not.
Definitely. Look me in the eye, because if you lie to me, I'll be really upset. Are you on Celebrity MasterChef?
No. I'm not, mate.
Our friendship's at stake here.
I know. You're so scary sometimes. No, I'm not. I'm not. I just thought it was funny to play one.
It's I even believed that.
Yeah, I got sent the news.com article.
I was annoyed that you broke the news on their show and not ours.
Well, they've been messaging me as well. Nick, my friend on the show, he's messaged me and he's like, bro, is that for real? And I just haven't written back because I thought we should let him stew.
Great.
But I thought maybe our boss, the big cheese on this show, Sonda, maybe you could get involved.
Oh, God. I'm a bit nervous about this.
The best
Shall
actress
either cry
in the world.
Or laugh or just go weird?
I think I'm going to cry. Is that okay?
Are you? Yeah.
I reckon I'm going to cry and say that Tommy's manager has just rung me.
Ripped through
me.
Yep.
Because
this has ruined a contract or confidentiality or something.
He signed
like that.
An NDA.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can't be breaking embargoes. And why would he do that? To we're on the same network. We're all friends.
We're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how gullible he is. He's a dead.
And now they're threatening to not have him because now obviously if people know who's on, it's not as interesting.
Hey, a bit of he hasn't actually signed the contract yet.
But then, have you signed an NDA or not? Don't get too complicated for Sonda because she'll be like, NDA, not signed. I don't know what's happened.
It's now got to the point where I don't know whether I'm doing the show or not. We'll call Fev and confront him next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I did an interview on a breakfast radio show this morning. Fifi, Fev and Nick, fantastic show down in Melbourne. And Fev lured me into a trap by saying that he'd signed up to Celebrity MasterChef. He'd announced that this morning and he did it because I was on the show too. At which point I acted shocked.
Yep. Because you didn't think it was allowed to be out known yet that you were in MasterChef, but you're not actually in MasterChef, but yes.
And then when they revealed it was a trick, I panicked and said, are we live, and hung up on them.
Yeah. So now the world thinks you're in MasterChef and that you've broken a contract, an NDA, because you're not meant to say you're in MasterChef.
And so we thought we'd get our boss hog, Sonda.
Don't like hog.
No. Does anyone like hog?
I don't know. Maybe the boss hog Breath Cafe.
Isn't the boss hog a term?
No. The big kahuna's better for me.
We'll get the big kahuna.
Yeah. That needs a...
Hang on. You've been too happy.
Oh, sorry.
Sonda, you're angry.
No, I'm not angry. I'm actually really upset because your manager has called me and it's not funny.
My manager's called you and she's blasted you because I haven't signed this contract yet, and why would Fev do this to me?
Are you actually crying?
Stay in it.
I'm trying to sit in the pain, mate.
Okay, I'm out. I'm quiet.
So I'm going to call him on speaker and you let him have it.
This isn't funny.
I was from Hong Kong. What's up?
Well, Tommy's manager actually rang me and yelled at me. She was so mean to me.
That's unfortunate. It's Tommy's fault. She shouldn't yell at you, duck.
No, but her point was, if we're all on the same network, why are we outing people when contracts and stuff haven't been signed? Honestly, she's actually really scary. I don't know why she was so mean. It's not funny.
Why would he turn around and say that he's on it?
I don't know. There was something about an NDA and a contract not being signed and money and stuff, and that's when I get really nervous because I actually don't understand any of that back end stuff. I know that was it's.
Oh man, you're talking to the wrong person here.
She is so angry.
Oh, really? Tell her to ring Alex, man. Well, look, it's not your fault.
All right, so genuinely tell her to call Alex now.
Wait, don't hand your problems to your misso, mate. Come on.
She's the manager, bro. NBA. I've been watching the NBA all morning. Mate, what's going on, bro?
Did you think for 1 second that I was on that show?
I just think you're a great cook, bro.
Okay. Bickers is here.
Hey, Fev.
Hey, I think you could be on it too, dude, because you are cooking up a storm on your Insta.
I would like to point out that I'd never hang up on you if I came on your show like Tommy did this morning. It was incredibly unprofessional.
Why don't you go on?
But it was well played. It was an added to the drama, Carrie.
You've been cooking up. You could be going on it too. Maybe all three of us can go on together.
Mate, we can all go on it. I'm playing Call of Duty.
I'll
be happier.
We'll leave you to your Call of Duty.
See you later.
Bye.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Thursday afternoon, and there is still heaps more to come, the Savo guys.
But right now, let's do it.
Come on, let me show you what it's all about.
Every time we play, you could win $10,000.
Cents.
On the Hit Network, it's the Morning Crew.
Carrie and Tommy's.
Alphabet.
Cents.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of other shows where they're giving away so many dollars.
So predictable,
why would
you know?
Want that when what we need in this world right now is cents? Give us a call, 131060.
It's Carrie and Tommy. We'll play next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
Come on, let me show you what it's all about.
Every time we play, you could win $10,000.
Cents.
On the Hit Network, it's the Morning Crew.
Carrie and Tommy's.
Alphabet.
Cents.
Jeffrey, g'day.
G'day, guys. How are
you? Oh, we're excited, but sure we're not as excited as you are. You ready to win some cents?
Absolutely, mate. Let's get it.
Okay. 10,000 cents is on offer. 10 questions. They've all got to start with the letter H today. Do you say H or H?
Oh, we go with H.
Okay, H. H for Harry Potter, things like that, you know. Are you ready?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go.
Okay, first one, a food.
Ham.
An Olympic sport.
Hammer throw.
A school supply.
Can I pass?
Yeah, you can pass. A fictional character.
Harry Potter.
Something you'd see in the sky.
Pass.
Something you find in the handbag.
Hairbrush.
A musical.
High School Musical.
A muscle in the body.
Hernia.
Give him that one. Give him that. What was your answer to a muscle in the body?
Hernia.
I'm taking it. We had food, hamburger, Olympic sport, hammer throw, a school supply, highlighter, hole punch, hat, history book, hand sanitizer. You got Harry Potter, something you'd see in the sky.
Hand sanitizer, isn't that funny that that's making an appearance now?
Something you'd see in the sky could be helicopter, hawk, hot air balloon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 600 cents, they're all yours.
Oh, look out, mate. That's awesome.
Look out,
look
indeed.
Out. Look out. Thanks, Jeffrey. Take care.
Cheers, guys.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This
is Carrie and Tommy.